actually had some kind of conversion experience in church?
Yeah, I was about 6 years old. My family went to church every Sunday morning, every Sunday night, every Wednesday, to every prayer meeting, to every school, read the Bible in the morning, at lunch, and so forth. No, I was brought up a Christian.
In a Baptist church, was it?
It was a Church of Christ.
Okay.
I mean, I've always said the biggest decision I ever made was walk down that aisle and say, accept Christ as my Savior. Now, I'm not saying I'm a very good Christian, but I believe in
point is you're
God
a believer
and myself.
And you know what that message is all about.
Yes, I do.
So in 1957, WKY Radio wanted you.
Yes, for the morning show.
And then it was all right to be on WKY.
Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. They loved it. They loved me.
That was the morning show 6 to 9, and it brought the station number one ratings.
Well, it didn't get number one right away, but I had been out of the music business for quite a while, and I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention to radio because I was on TV. And I started listening to the number one radio station in Oklahoma City, and heck, they were playing rock and roll. Then in the morning, we were playing Wurlitzer music, you know.
Okay.
So I started putting in a little rock and roll in the morning, and the program director flipped.
I suppose.
He just went crazy.
Yeah.
So we had a big meeting, and of course, I've never gotten along real well with program directors for some reason or other. So I told him, I said, well, hell, I don't want to do this morning show. I don't like to be a failure, and you ain't going to win with this. I mean, you got to follow the people. I mean, you know, the people don't follow you.
What was the other station?
KOCY.
They were playing Elvis and...
They were playing Top 40 music.
Top 40
music.
They
were Top 40 stations.
So then how did you resolve this for WKY?
Well, I kept talking to them, and I kept playing that, and my rating went up a little. And John Moeller, God bless him, was real smart. He was the manager of WKY. And I told him, and he knew it himself. I said, we got to get rid of this NBC, and we have got to become a Top 40 station, and we're not going to survive. I mean, that's where it's at, and that's what's happening. You can't buck the trend. I mean, you got to go with the flow in life or you'll get run over by the train.
Right.
So he made a business plan and went to the Gaylords, and they dropped NBC in 58, and in 30 days, we were number one. By 1960, in the morning, I had 80% of the audience share.
Okay, so then you'll probably not give yourself credit, but if KOCY was number one and playing this kind of music, you added your personality to that, and that's what made you number one. It was
I don't know.
It was you.
That's giving me too much credit, I think, really.
But then if you were playing the same kind of music they were, why did people come to you? It was because of you.
Well, at the station, we did a lot of promotion. We had a lot of good disc jockeys, and we did a lot of community service, and we did it right. They were doing it on the cheap, and we did it, you
okay.
know.
So that top announcer who didn't want you on WKY was long gone by this time.
Well, yeah. He was a good guy, though.
This contentiousness, because I know what this is like, to have management not care for what you do sometimes, that struggle to finally break through, you did them a huge favor, but it was unnerving for you for a while there, wasn't it?
Not really. When I was young, at that age, nothing unnerved me. I had more guts than a thief. I mean, I was going to do it my way or the highway.
Because you also knew, if it doesn't work here, I'll go someplace else and get
You can get another job. Hell, there are jobs everywhere.
So, that was in 57, and you continued there.
Until 79.
Until 79, and you retired from WKY Radio. Now, that's
no,
a long...
No, I quit.
You quit? Why?
I quit. Well, what happened was, is I'm on WKY Radio, and I'm doing real good. In 1967... an opening came on TV for a daily show. Tom Paxton had been doing a show on TV, and he left. And I got a show called Danny's Day in 1967 on TV. It was on every day at 12:30. So I was on TV and radio. I've been so lucky with ratings. We would beat the soap operas and the ratings and everything. And, of course, then I had a big break. The first girl that worked with me was a girl named Linda Scott, who was so talented, but she'd been reared in Mexico, so she didn't know what was going on in the United States and made her very, very funny. And then I got a girl named Mary Hart, who is now in Entertainment Tonight in about 69 or 70 or somewhere
70s,
in there.
Yeah.
And she and I just did great, and then she went to California.
So you did your morning radio show.
And then did
the and then Danny's day in the afternoon.
Yes,
that was a long day for you.
Well, it wasn't as long as on the farm when you get up at 5 o'clock, milk 6 cows, and go to school and come home and do all that again. I thought it was easy myself.